News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get an update on what's happening around the Bryan School District, and Brandon Webb on hand. Noticing things on the BryanISD.org website, days are winding down for parents in the district to conduct or participate in the district's annual survey.
Right. That survey closes at May the 17th, around midnight on May the 17th. So that's coming up on Sunday. And this is an annual, what will become an annual survey that we hope accomplishes a number of things. First and foremost, in that it reduces the number of times parents are surveyed throughout the year. Surveys are an important way to gather information, but what we've tried to accomplish with this one is make a more comprehensive survey so there are fewer number of surveys going out, and it's kind of a all-in-one, all-inclusive type survey that helps us with some of the information we need to gather for our state accountability. That's the community student engagement and compliance piece of state accountability. And it sort of allows us to have some information to kind of grade ourselves on how we're doing in community involvement and school climate and athletics and a number of different categories. So we want to encourage people to go to the website at BryanISD.org. There's an English version and a Spanish version of the survey that folks can complete. And let us know how they think we're doing and the areas that we can improve and the areas that we're succeeding and doing well in.
I'm guessing there are some direct questions and also an opportunity for those who participate to submit some individual observations.
Right, right. There's an opportunity to submit some comments, and it, you know, people have asked, well, how many questions are on the survey? And that's kind of a difficult question to answer because there are a number of questions, but the questions have subcategories in them. So overall, we think it'll take about 5 to 7 minutes for the average visitor to complete the survey. So we hope it's comprehensive, but we also know people need to get on with their day and move on to other things. So we try to keep it as brief as possible.
Also wanted to get listeners caught up. We ran a brief news story about a new principal at Rudder High School, the second in the school district's history there, and also some other changes in the administrative organization there at the central office, if you can recap that.
Sure. We're excited to invite Benny Mays into, as you mentioned, the second principal position at Rudder High School. And he is an educator with a rich background in really all aspects and all grade levels of education. Sometimes you find folks who have really focused their career on primary or secondary. Mr. Mays has spent time serving in leadership roles, really K through 12, and he also has served in some alternative education environments, so he understands the need for those types of students as well that that aren't on the traditional path, that they're pursuing an alternative path to education and completing their goals. So he brings this really well-rounded background with him from Waller ISD, and his career spanning 15-plus years. But having met him personally, I think he's going to bring the kind of personal affection that our people, I think, will develop the same kind of personal affection for him that that they enjoyed in the last principal there, Hugh Pyatt. Mr. Mays is somebody that will not only run a good, crisp program there at school with good discipline, but also build on relationships. He made that very clear to us that relationships are a top priority for him, and that if you have good relationships, you can build great academics.
Well, if social media is any indication, I don't know when his first official day is or was, but he's already been up here and following some of the Rangers' activities.
He has. He's been very active already. He's been attending athletic games, and the current interim principal is an executive director in HR named Crystal Goodman, and she will serve out the end of the school year, and then post-graduation, Mr. Mays will take over full-time in that as he gets to know how we conduct ourselves here in Bryan ISD, what the procedures are and that sort of thing, and so he's in place well in advance of next school year and ready to go. But as you mentioned, he's one of the new faces that we have here, and we actually have a face returning to central office, Kelly Norgaard, the current principal of Sam Rayburn Middle School, where she served more than a year now. She's actually coming back to a role she previously had in central office, which was director of professional development. And the way that worked out was our current director of curriculum and instruction is leaving to spend more time with her children and her husband. And so that opened up the director of curriculum position. And our current director of professional development, Dr. Leslie Holtkamp, will move into that role in curriculum. Ms. Norgaard from Rayburn will come back into professional development, and so that will leave an opening at the principal's position in Rayburn. So if I haven't confused people entirely, we're excited about Ms. Norgaard coming back to that role. She was very successful in professional development before, and I know the folks at Rayburn will be sad to see her go, but we'll be working on the next principal's position there, and excited to have Kelly back serving in PD.
Visiting with Brandon Webb of the Bryan School District, something else that we had a news story on this week deals with the governor signing state legislation creating another option for high school seniors to graduate, and Bryan ISD has set up its process for making that happen.
Right. We appreciate the governor signing that when he did. That allowed us to implement a process that we had been working on in the background, preparing for this. If he didn't sign it by a particular date, it was going to become law at a later date. So this actually gives us more time to implement the procedure we came up with, which involves individual graduation committees, or what are called IGCs. And that's a group of an individual student's parents, their principal, their counselor, and a teacher for a particular course. These are for the seniors who have completed all of their courses, but they did not pass one or two end-of-course exams. So the question for them has been, you know, are they allowed to graduate? And under this new legislation, if the committee agrees unanimously, then the student can participate in the commencement ceremony and can also graduate and earn a diploma. So we've been working on that procedure. It's ready to go. It's turnkey. And we've been doing that in the background in anticipation of the legislation.
So what's next in that process then? Because the end of course exams, I'm guessing, have already been taken, but we don't know what the results are.
Right. When those results are finalized, parents will be notified literally within the coming days of the situation that their student may be in terms of not having one or two of these end-of-course exams successfully completed. So parents will be notified by mail very shortly, and the committee meetings will be assigned as well so that there's plenty of time to plan and prepare for graduation for those students and their families.
One other thing that I want to have you talk about, an upcoming athletics town hall. What's that about?
Can't say enough good things about the athletic trainer staff and the athletic director that put on these town hall meetings. And this meeting is intended for any incoming 7th through 12th grader who is interested in joining athletics. It's coming up on May the 20th at 5:30 p.m. And The purpose of this meeting, which is over in the Bryan High Silver campus cafeteria, this year the focus is on heart health and the youth athlete. You know, there has been a lot of interest and discussion about energy drinks lately and about EKG exams for athletes. Should they get them? Should they not get them? This town hall attempts to address a lot of those concerns. And it has a nutritionist on the panel. It has an athletic trainer on the panel and some other speakers who can really talk with expertise about heart health, nutrition, the impact of energy drinks, and also athletics in general here at the district. So once again, that's coming up on the 20th at the Bryan High Silver Campus Cafeteria. Now, that's the newer part of the school, if folks are familiar with Bryan High. May 20th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., free of charge.
And that's our update on activities around the Bryan School District. Brandon Webb with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.